If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The majors are special because you do get to live players with the PGA players, and that does make it fun because you have the best of the best.
I like watching golf. Don't be wrong. I'll watch the Masters. I'll watch the Sunday of like the PGA or the, you know, U.S. Open, or the Sunday morning at the British Open is always
enjoyable. You don't like moving day?
But I don't lock into the other tournaments the way I do the Masters. There's just something special about the Masters. Maybe it's because it feels like when it's on TV, spring has sprung. Maybe it's because
the azaleas.
Yeah, maybe it's because Augusta, Georgia, this time of year is apparently the most picturesque place on human earth. Like watching the par three right now, it's gorgeous looking there. But I will watch all 4 days of the Masters. I don't lock into other golf events like that. And I'm someone that likes golf, plays golf, the whole thing. It does not grab me the same way the Masters does. There's just something different about the Masters.
Is Mitch Schwartz good? Because I know he plays all the time. You played with him?
I've never played with him. I hear he is a good golfer, though. I mean, he was a professional athlete. So yeah,
I have no doubt he's not
a
good golfer.
I'm sure the skills transfer. If you can play at high-level sports at any level, you can sure. Probably play golf pretty well.
100%. But the Masters is fun. And I know I had the little debate. Is it a bigger deal than the draft? And no, I don't think it is. Do I watch it? Yeah. Am I going to have a Masters party with pimento and cheese? Yes.
By the way, pimento cheese.
Club sandwiches, probably.
Pimento cheese is fire. Like, we check our social media channels, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Twitter. What would you rather question this week was a pimento cheese sandwich or a peach ice cream sandwich? The answer is pimento cheese sandwich. Pimento cheese sandwiches are absolutely fantastic.
But the menu is awesome. I mean, people have talked about that menu. It costs you a lot to get in there. Don't get me wrong. And you got to be on a waiting list. And Cody Tapp finally went, didn't he? He finally got the invite because he was on the lottery system. He got taken. Of course, if you're going to buy official Masters clothing, it has to be purchased at the Masters. That's why anybody that goes usually has a list of things to bring back. I think Dusty hit Cody Tapp up when he went to bring back some stuff, but that's fun. You win the green jacket, that's something. That is cool. It is cool to win it. Is it the greatest trophy in sports? No, I don't think it is. I mean, it is cool to have it. I still think the Stanley Cup outweighs everything because it travels with the players. Like, each player on the hockey team gets to take the Stanley Cup to a bar, strip bar, wherever they want. That cup goes with the representative with the Stanley Cup, which is cool. The green jacket, cool though. I mean, as far as the majors are concerned, I think the green jacket's right up there as far as winning it. But to me, Rob, it's still the Stanley Cup. What do you guys think? 913-586-7965, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. To me, the Stanley Cup is the best trophy in sports. I would put the green jacket number two. How about you?
I think the Stanley Cup is one just because of its enormity and the all deal, but there's some of the green jacket that's kind of cool. Like, you have like this special dinner, it's specially fitted, it makes you a member at Augusta forever. Like, it's those types of things that just make the Masters a bigger deal than the U.S. Open and the British Open. Like, I know in July, people are about, oh, it's a big deal to win the claret jug. doesn't feel the same as putting on that green jacket.
Well, I think the U.S. Open's right up there with it because anybody can technically be in it if you can qualify for it.
I agree. I think the U.S. Open's a few notches down, though, as far as prestige and intrigue, but there's just something about the Masters. The real question is, other than the Masters, which you mentioned, Cody Tapp went 2-1, he won the lottery and got down there, or maybe his brother won the lottery. I forget how he got there.
Not the real lottery with money.
The Masters lottery. Like, the Masters is a bucket list sports fan item, right? Like, what else is in that pantheon? Like, the Super Bowl, obviously, but, like, a lot of people wouldn't go to the Super Bowl if the Chiefs weren't in it. Like, the World Series is great, but you're not going to the World Series as the Dodgers and Rays. Like, what other, like, sport bucket list items do you have, Bink?
You know, going to golf would be fun. But let me ask you this, though. If you went to a golf tournament, which I used to go to the one in Kansas City, usually the senior tours and stuff when they had that, because they used to have it up at Tiffany Springs, up at Tiffany Greens. They would have it, and I like to just sit at a par three so you could watch everything from the drive to the putts to everything else. That's what I would do. How would you consume it if you went? Besides, we'll talk about what's the favorite thing you'd like to go do. But if you went to a golf tournament, would you follow the leaders? Is there certain golfers that you follow the whole time, or would you sit at a par three?
I would walk. I would be following a certain group. Now, I think, like, the Masters would be different. I might just camp out down at Amen Corner, but
that'd be fun.
I think if, like, the Corn Ferry event now, I forget where it is when it comes to Kansas City, I would just pick a group, like, oh, this guy's, you know, one of the featured groups. I'll follow him for the next 18 holes. And then, you know, if I get word on the course that another person's making a run, then I'll pivot and go find that person. I would walk around to maximize, you know, not only my steps, but, like, seeing the most I could. But I think that's different for, like, a Corn Ferry tournament versus, you know, being down at Augusta or the U.S. Open. I think I would camp out at one of the big tournaments.
What's the practice round prices, like $130 to $150? That is one thing you can actually get into. Like, the actual tournament, no. Well, you can, but you have to do the lottery system. But practice rounds, you can go. You can go watch it.
It's when for the Masters, you can win to win the lottery, though.
Oh, I think you just buy tickets for that.
You got to win the lottery. Oh, it's just a cheaper ticket, but you got to win the lottery. That's what Cody went to. Cody went to the practice round.
Oh, he didn't go to the actual thing?
I don't believe so.
Oh, he went to practice round. Regardless, you're at Augusta, so who cares? I'll watch the whole thing. I like watching Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I like the Daytona 500. It's right up there. Obviously, the Super Bowl is number one, in my opinion. As far as just all-around sports events, as I've said, I think the NFL draft in the top three because I'll sit there and watch all 3 days of it because I think it's fun. And yes, I might be sicker than others, but there's a lot of people that do the same thing. But the Masters is right up there. And again, I like golf. I like watching the PGA Tour. I'm like you. I like watching on Sundays. I do like watching on Saturdays, too, with moving day and seeing where guys position themselves. I'll even flip on the LIV Tour from time to time because of the quality of golfers on that tour. But the bottom line is, yeah, this is one of those weekends that's kind of must-watch TV, whether you like golf or not. And I don't know if non-likers of golf actually will sit there and watch the Masters for the storylines. I think Tiger probably, when he was playing, brought in a lot of people to kind of casually watch what the Masters isn't about. But, for instance, does your wife watch the Masters?
She's more open to watching a little bit of it than she is the other golf tournaments. She's not going to lock in and be like, ooh, it's the eighth hole on Sunday. But she will, if I'm watching the end, she will, okay, I'll sit down and watch the end of the Masters. But she's not locked into any golf, unfortunately.
Yeah, UFC, I mean, that's fun as well. No question about the UFC's fun to watch.
Did you go when they were in town a few years
ago? I did.
Ago?
I've been the last two times UFC's been in Kansas City. Enjoyed it.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.